Somebody say, E, what's your alarm clock? My passion. My dreams wake me up. I don't need no alarm clock. I'm going to bed pissed that I got to go to bed. I'm mad at my body. I'm like, we still had 3 more hours of work, you know. My body like, I know, but we need to get some rest. I'm like, all right. But for now, right, we battling right now. I'm trying to stay up, right? I'm getting up at 3, trying to take me a little 5-10 minute nap, you know, by 12. Somebody say, you nap at 12? Yeah, I've been up 8 hours. You just getting up. I deserve a nap. Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. Right? You only go to sleep when you've done something. Some of y'all just need to be up. You need insomnia. You need to stay up all the time. You ain't doing nothing. You need to know your why. And my why wakes me up every single morning. And before you leave this place, if you've not watched that video, I want you to watch it. I want you to pass it on. And more specifically, I want you to write down your whys. Why do you do what you do? And I'm so successful at what I do because I don't do what I do for money. You don't get it. And when you don't do what you do for money, it comes to you. Opportunities come. I don't do what I do for money. Most high schools that call me in the hood can't afford me. I don't do what I do for money. I do what I do because every time I get a message that said my parents were about to get a divorce and they watch your Thank God I'm Married and they dating again now, Eric. They kissing again, Eric. And they bringing friends together and they watching your stuff as a group. I'm like, yeah. When a guy calls me and says, I listened to that Adele track, E, I'm back in church now. I've given my life to Christ. I've recommitted myself. I'm like, yeah. When somebody said, I failed the LSAT twice. I failed the bar exam twice. And I'm going back the third time. You gave me motivation to go back and try it again. And guess what? I nailed it on the third time. That's my why. My why is every single day when I wake up, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, I have an opportunity. Somebody who quit, somebody who gave up, somebody who stopped in life. I have the power at my nickname, the refresher. I have the power as the refresher to make you believe again, to make you get up when you've got up 3 times and you say, I'm not getting up no more. That's my why. I got a chance to change you. I got a chance to recreate my whole life. My granddaddy was a high school dropout. My father was a high school dropout. I dropped out of school almost 60 years, and my son's a few months away from walking across that stage and doing what none of us have ever done. That's my why, because when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, his room is upstairs, and when I open up the garage, he hears me, and he knows dad's up again. That's my why. He knows he can't sleep in because I don't sleep in. What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock. You're going to look at that alarm clock and it's going to say 6, and 6 is the time you wake up. And you're going to look again, it's going to say 6:05, and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Your community. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why. My why. My why. My why. When I think about the people that work for me, and I think about their wives coming home and saying, wait, is this the Mickey Mouse Club? Are you guys serious? When I work, I come with it because I know these guys are dependent on what I do. And if I don't get up and if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, they're not going to have what they're supposed to have. That's my why. I got to get up. What's your why? Write it down. Somebody had the nerve to tweet me today. You might have saw it and said, E, you can't be doing stuff for other people. You can't be doing stuff. You can't. It's all about you. What? You got to have something in turn. No. Don't tell me that other people can't motivate you. Well, how do I know? Then tell Martin Luther King it's about self and it's not about others. Tell that to Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, I'm willing to die, but I got a dream that people of different races and cultures one day will come together like this right here. This wasn't happening in his day. He had a dream, and his dream was bigger than him. His why was us. Tell that to Mother Teresa. It's about you and it's not about other people. Tell that to Mother Teresa. Tell that to Gandhi. That is not about others. It's about you. No. Let me tell you something. You only going to go so far being selfish. I didn't get to where I am today because of me. I got to where I am today because I poured into other people. And guess what? When I poured it in you, I can't tell you how many books have sold. And we don't have any marketer. We don't have any major distributor. Guess what? You sold a book. Because you bought it and said, man, I'm loving it. And you went on Twitter and said, y'all got to read this. We didn't put no plan together. You're not like no project. We never said if we do this for this many people, this is going to happen. I blew up because when you text, I text back. And that blew your mind because you're not used to people doing that because they selfish. You called my phone and I was the one that answered and you was like, oh, I'm like, well, is this Eric Thomas? Who did you call? Well, I thought you weren't going to answer. So why did you call me if you thought I wasn't going to answer? Duh. You call Eric Thomas. That's me. Okay, call me back when you know what you want to say. Call me back because I'm working on the why right now, all right? But when you get the power and the strength, call me back and I'll answer your question for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I saw you in the airport and I stopped and took a pic, why? Because you my why. I got time for you because this is the reason I was doing it in the first place.